February 24, How to Get Rid of Guilt. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, 7. My dear sister, I have evidence that God loves you, and that precious Savior who gave himself for you, that you might be saved, will not thrust you from him because you are tempted, and in your weakness may have been overcome. Now do not worry yourself out of the arms of the dear Jesus, but lie trustingly in faith. He loves you, he cares for you, he is blessing you, and he will give you his peace and grace. He is saying to you, thy sins be forgiven thee. Luke 5:23. I tell you, Jesus loves us, although we err and are betrayed into sin. He will forgive us, he will pardon, and that abundantly. Gather to your soul the sweet promises of God. Look away from your wretchedness to the perfection of Christ. We cannot manufacture a righteousness for ourselves. Christ has in his hands the pure robes of righteousness, and he will put it upon us. He will speak sweet words of forgiveness and promises, and he presents to the thirsty soul fountains of living waters, whereby we may be refreshed. He bids us come unto him with all our burdens, all our griefs, and he says we shall find rest. We must therefore believe that he speaks pardon, and we must show our faith by resting in his love. This feeling of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of the cross of Calvary. The sense of sinfulness has poisoned the springs of life and true happiness. Now Jesus says, lay it all on me. I will take your sin. I will give you peace. Destroy no longer your self-respect, for I have bought you with the price of my own blood. You are mine. Your weakened will I strengthen. Your remorse for sin I will remove. Then turn your grateful heart, trembling with uncertainty, and lay hold upon the hope set before you. God accepts your broken, contrite heart. He offers you free pardon. He offers to adopt you into his family with his grace to help your weakness. And the dear Jesus will lead you on step by step if you will only put your hand in his and let him guide you. Search for the precious promises of God. If Satan thrusts threatenings before your mind, turn from them and cling to the promises. Letter 38, February 24, 1887, to my dear sister.